Hey, what's going on? It's your man, Big B, letting you know that this episode of Recap the Recap is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Tweaked Audio is there to satisfy all your headphone and earbud needs, and they do it at a premium. If you put in the code IDS, that will grant you lifetime warranty, free shipping, and 33% off. Hey, listen, you're not going to get that in Best Buy. You're not going to get that on Amazon. Go to Tweaked Audio, get you some quality products. Treat yourself, don't beat yourself.
Hey, boy, hey. Hey, girl, hey. Yeah, I said it. Welcome to RTR. I'm Neen. Excuse the voice. I feel like I sound extra, I don't want to say mannish, but...
Nasally,
there we go. Because I feel like... Yeah, what's up? That's how I feel like I sound today.
Nah, it's a new port.
Right. You gonna eat your cornbread. That's how I feel like I sound.
You sound regal, as always.
Man, I'm telling you, this weather is getting me and everybody else in the DMV. But anyway, again, I'm Queen Neen. Hey, thanks for pushing play. We appreciate that.
And the guy over here drinking water.
Right.
I mean, man, Big B. Struggling to hold on to my alcohol-induced struggle voice over here.
Damn, we broke down.
I know, right? Mm. I was celebrating the fact that we're back in the saddle again.
Is that what happened last night?
Not really, but...
Okay, I was going to say.
I thought about it.
You were like, yeah, RTR.
Another round.
Guzzle, 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 guzzle. Drink, drink, drink.
Another round.
More. Pour. So you just said, forget it. We can only, instead of full Voltron, we're going to be like half. We'll be like an arm and a leg
right.
today. But that's cool. Whatever. That's how we do.
You can be the torso. I can be the lower extremities.
Damn. What's the rest of no head?
Only if you're offering.
But I'm bonk. See how I set that up? I know y'all missed that. Anyway, so... I kind of feel like I should say this. You know, you can find us at recaptherecap@gmail.com. You know, also RTR. You can find us. Let me see. What the hell is our... Jeez, I feel like it's been that long. Recap the Recap on Twitter. I feel like it's been like since yesterday. There we go.
And Recap the Recap on Facebook.
Yeah. Yay. You remembered. But yeah, so, you know, find us... All that, those places. I'm MS_SmartyPants with a Z.
Mm-hmm. And I am in Deep Show B. Is that what,
yeah,
what I am?
Yeah. Yeah.
And believe it or not, I'm somewhere on Tumblr. Tumbling. Do people still tumble anymore?
Tumblr? Do people still tumble?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if people still do Tumblr.
Oh, yeah. Tumble.
No. Gramps, no. Somewhere somebody's like, oh, no.
I'll tumble with you, young man.
Right. They're like, oh, Lord. These people. What can you say? All right.
Everybody's IGing.
Yeah.
I'm there, too.
And Snapchat. Are you on Snapchat?
I'm not on Snapchat. I tapped out.
You just said one.
I'm just because, man.
Too many.
These youths. They come up with something new every day, and I got to relearn everything and learn another passcode.
How about that?
Done with it. I'm just going to stay safely on Facebook.
Facebook, IG. Do you post anything on IG?
If I must.
What do you mean if you must?
I mean,
what does that mean?
I don't.
Okay.
I think the last thing I posted was like 2 years ago.
Oh, damn. Okay. I think, yeah.
With the dildo dress.
Oh, okay. I can't even tell you the last time. I don't even know. Whatever. Sometimes life comes at you fast. What are you going to do? I mean, I really want to know. I wonder what is the new hotness right now, because I'm pretty sure Snapchat is like on its way out. Yeah. But people still use it, of course. But, you know, like Twitter. I don't really use Twitter. Wait a minute. I don't want to go on an old people rant. But I mean, I'm like, I wasn't really that, like, I was on Twitter just because, you know, doing the show, we have to do social media stuff. Because, you know, sometimes people just take their shit to the extreme. And I was just like, ugh, this is so much work.
Twitter's like a roller coaster ride with me. It just it has ups and downs and frightening moments. And
yeah. Oh, okay.
You know, and so I like it. One thing I do like about it, again, is you can't just be and you have to at some point to get some thoughts out. You have to be a wordsmith to get it in there.
Really?
Yeah. Because you know how you'll have a thought and you get to typing it out. And then you look down and there's like negative 128 characters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So now you got to go chop words, chop spaces. And
they're talking about changing that. I wonder.
That's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, I don't think they should. I think they should go ahead and just keep it where it is. Because, you know, normally people will say, like, if they got a lot to say, they'll say like part one or part two or whatever.
And
then or one
that,
or
and
two.
And that's where I lose it, because for some reason it's almost like text messages from Android phones. Like that are long, they come out of order.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the hell they're saying.
Yeah,
and it pisses me off, so I turn my phone off.
Okay, great.
I go back to Facebook and talk about people on Twitter.
All right. Look, Grandpa, let's go ahead and get into some of these stories.
Well, that was the social media portion of RT.
Right.
We'll be right along.
The old people, a saga. Okay. I think this story is. Like, I think it's dope, because if you live in Charlton, Massachusetts, you got to beware of a black SUV.
I thought you was asking me a question.
No.
I thought you said Charlton, Massachusetts.
Oh, no.
I actually thought you, okay.
Oh, boy.
Beware. Okay, I got
beware.
You. The one word version. Okay.
Beware. Not be.
Where?
No, beware. Of a black SUV pulling up beside you, because you don't know what's going on when you see a black SUV pulling up beside you. But beware, because there might be some teens and some kids in their 20s. They might jump out and ask you, "Hey, what's up? You want to spit some bars with us?" And they start rapping. So what you going to do? What you going to do?
I mean, brother, like me, I keep 16 on.
You going to spit them back?
What?
You got it.
I keep 16 on ready.
You keep 16 in the chamber?
Man. Bars are vicious.
Bars.
I actually stole like somebody's lyrics.
Oh.
It's from a super obscure song that no one's ever heard. But it's like dope lyrics. So I just always.
Ooh.
Like, I would see like when I was in college, like little ciphers going on. And I would just walk past and just drop them as I walk past and just keep moving. Yo, come back. I'm good, yo. Y'all niggas ain't ready for
me. I gotta be somewhere. So apparently the police in Charlton, they're saying, be careful, watch out. Because it was a black SUV that pulled up beside three teenage kids. And some guys got out, started rapping. And so when they asked, you want to spit some bars? The kids were like, oh, no. And the guys were like, all right, then. And they got in the car and drove away, though. But the kids, you know, they were frightened. They didn't know what was going to happen.
Damn, showed up for a drive-by shooting and a rap battle broke out. Fucking cypher.
Right, I thought that was hilarious. I'm like, damn, you can't even challenge nobody to a battle anymore. But kids are going to get scared. Well, I wonder if they were small enough where they didn't know, like, what spit bars means. Maybe they were like, oh, no, we're about to get shot. I don't know.
Stranger danger.
Right. I mean, they did the right thing anyway. I mean, if a car pulls up and some people get out, you know, your best to just be like, whoa, no thank you.
Right.
And move on. But as an adult, I expect you to stand up and spit some bars back.
I got this.
Okay. Be ready.
I'm going to Boston soon anyway.
Be ready.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how far Boston, I'm thinking Virginia. Boston is from Charlton, but that's okay. You never know. You just got to be ready.
I'll just practice on random people.
There you go.
Awesome.
Just walk
up. Throw a rhyme like a pitch checking over the plate.
Okay. Okay.
So I used to be able to use that. I'm serious.
Oh.
Until fucking Google came along. Hey, you can Google those links and be like, hey, hey, that's not you.
Mm.
So I won't embarrass myself anymore.
Don't do it.
I actually did that like on stage once too. I'm sorry.
That I knew you.
I was like, damn. I hope no one Googles those lyrics.
You know nowadays, people, like you just said, people right. do. People Google everything, so they'll know.
I think I kind of favor the actual guy that does it. So I might be able to get away with it.
Okay, you have to show me a picture on the break. I know, because you listen, speaking of music, I know you listen to all types of music, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I know you know who Gene Simmons is, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. This.
And so do a lot of Lady Scratches.
How about that? This, though, I'm going to have to, you know, I want to smack him, but this motherfucker right here. So he's saying that he hopes rap music dies at some point. And he's looking forward to it for the demise of hip hop. Like, come on, Gene. Like, you are already crusty. But he says, I'm looking forward to music coming back to lyrics and melody instead of just talking. Okay, since rap is talking. But he said, a song, as far as I'm concerned, is definition lyrics and melody or just melody. So he's thinking, so in the next 10 years or so, that rap is going to die. I don't know about that. What you think, B?
If he's talking about rap in its commercial driven, auto-tune laden, not actually having all words but using sounds to complete your rap, like Scott, have
a
I can kind of see as an older guy where he's probably a little bit irritated.
Whatever, man. You know what?
You know, and on that note.
I don't know about that.
And on that note, I hope I don't offend anyone.
Really?
So I was at work yesterday putting up some displays and stuff. And the store is owned by, some Ethiopian people. And they were across the store from me. But it was a guy and a lady having a conversation. And I had to stop and was like, is that a song playing or are they rapping? What? Because it was like.
They was in a cipher? What?
Their conversation they sounded cipher-ish.
Oh, okay.
It was like. And then she would come in like and do this same sort of repetitive sounding. And I was okay. Like, are they rap? What the fuck? They having a conversation or they having a rap battle up there? They cutting a track right there in the store.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Just saying.
Shout out to my Ethiopian massive.
Brethren. Anyway, so he's also.
Be professional.
He's also talking about stopping, well, not stopping, questioning the entry into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame by Run-DMC and Grandmaster Flash. I'm like, okay, old dude, come on. He's saying they're, he says, you're killing me. Like I imagine his voice like that. You're killing me. That doesn't mean those are good artists, but they don't play guitar. They sample and they talk, not even sing, you know. And that's true, but I mean, come on, Run-DMC, Grandmaster Flash, come on, yo. That's the height, you know, like.
But isn't the ultimate sample of all white people taking rock and roll from.
Pretty much. Cultural appropriation, is that what you're saying? Yeah, pretty much.
Didn't you
I guess sample, he forgot.
Didn't Elvis sample his entire life from black people?
Well, I guess he forgot for a second.
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. Out of respect, I'm going to give Gene a pass. Mm-mm. Gene is...
Nope.
He's out there. Gene is getting old.
He is old.
He needs to maintain, you know, some sort of relevancy.
Sure.
So.
No, but he not only came for rap and hip hop. He also came for like some of the younger rock bands. Well, young to him, mm-hmm. He came for the Foo Fighters. Mm-hmm. And he said, I love them, but they're a 20-year-old band. And I'm like, Gene, in your band like 100 years old?
Exactly.
Aren't you still trying to be relevant with your band? So the Foo Fighters are still out there kicking, which, did I tell you that my sister saw Dave Grohl and he was doing something, I forgot, somewhere in L.A., and she got a picture with him. Did I tell you about that?
Did not.
Yeah. Speaking of Foo Fighters. I was like, what? She sent me the picture. And I was like, what? And I was like showing everybody like, oh my gosh, my sister took a picture with Dave Grohl. Nice. You know, shout out to the DMV because he's from here.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to take a turn.
Okay.
And this is making me think, because your father and you have, a daughter. And this was, when I saw this story, I was thinking, I wonder what B would do. I kind of feel like I know, but what would B do if this happened to his child, KK? So when I first saw this story, and it was the title, Georgia Teacher Who Told Girl She Would Only Be Good to Have Sex and Make Children Resigns. I was like, surely this is, and this is my bad. Because I like to, in my mind, shout out to Black Guy Who Tips, I like to play Guess the Race in my mind when I hear stories or read stories. So I was like, surely this is some white, and I'm going to even go female, white female teacher saying this to some little baby mm-hmm. out there, some little black child. It was a black man saying it to a little black girl. Not little, but she's a junior. I'll just say her... I'll just say Shania, that's her first name. I won't go where the school is and all that other stuff. But he said, I have been around for 37 years and clearly you are the dumbest girl that I have ever met. And he said that in front of the whole entire class. And in that, he also went on a 4-minute tirade against this young lady. And he said, you know what your purpose is going to be? To have sex and have children because you ain't. And he said, ain't. Ever gonna be smart. Okay, first of all, teacher, you ain't ever gonna be smart. Okay, somebody missed part of his class. And luckily for her, she had some health issues. So some of the school year, she was out trying to deal with her health issues. So she was trying to catch up. So she just happened to be recording this on her iPad because, of course, if she didn't, wasn't nobody going to believe this shit. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? So she just happened to be doing that. And so they went through a whole bunch of stuff to, get the teacher to resign. Because at first he wouldn't. But I'm like, look, either we're going to school. They said we're going to sue the school system or you're going to go ahead and resign, dude. So Corey Hunter, no relation to her, he actually did resign. And hopefully he will never work with children again because he doesn't deserve to work with children ever again. You can't be a teacher and have that type of mentality and say something like that. It's one thing to think it and go home and be like, baby, look, woo, I was teaching class today and this girl didn't even know who, Sojourner Truth was. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing to go home with that shit, but to say it in front of a class and to go on a 4-minute, tirade about it is kind of like some shit. So I was wondering, if this was your child, what would you do?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm probably going to be equally as racist in my response because I am an advocate of tough love.
Mm-hmm.
And, in Kay's elementary school, there was one. She was a former teacher, but then she sort of did the after programs. And she dealt with those kids. She was the most loving lady, but it was you're going to get tough love first. But she made you understand
mm-hmm.
her tough love, and she made you understand the lesson behind her approach to things, mm-hmm. and I didn't mind. So, like sometimes I would walk in there and be like, "Ooh, we are talking to kids, right?" You know, but
she didn't curse though, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. But all those kids left her, except for a couple of the super badass boys that just never going to get it. Because they haven't ever been told no at home, so how are you going to come to school and be told no? But anyway, you know, if it's a situation like that, you know, I can kind of be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? You gotta get through. Mm-hmm. And again, where the racist part of this may come in is if it's a black, I don't know about a man so much, but if it's a black woman talking to a black child, I'm a little bit easier with it mm-hmm. because I think, again, like this teacher, Miss Pete, would do, she would follow in right behind with the lesson, mm-hmm. you know? I don't know if a guy can really convey a message like that properly, even if he had the same sort of, you know, intention. Mm-hmm. But as a white man or woman, I just don't think that would work with that sort of tough love approach all the time, especially when you're going to make those kind of comments, you know.
I don't even know if it was tough love or if it's just him being an asshole.
Right. I understand. You know what I'm saying? Right.
Yeah. I mean, maybe the teacher you're referring to maybe was more of a tough love situation.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. With this person here, yeah, he would have to. It wouldn't have been that difficult for him or that long for him to resign after I found out.
Right.
You know, because that trip to his car every day would be, you know,
a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm like, you can't speak to a child like that. I mean, no matter how frustrated you are, come on.
Right.
You know, even as adults, we are very sensitive and very self-conscious about certain things. But a child, you know, that's something that hopefully her parents will help her out. But she could very well carry into adulthood, you know.
Absolutely. And,
or, you know, being a junior. So what does that make her about, 16, 17 probably?
Somewhere in there, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, in her mind, she could be thinking, depending on what's going on at home, well, damn, if I'm getting this at home, then I'm not shit. And I'm at school where, you know, the teacher's supposed to be building me up, but yet I got this one teacher telling me I'm not shit, especially telling me I'm not shit in front of the whole entire class. That's, you know, that's
and
a bit
every
much.
Show I watch on TV confirms that.
Right.
I'm not shit.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, articles and
shout out just, Love & Hip-Hop.
Did they cancel that?
I don't know.
Okay, I was hoping so. Anyway, that's what I heard on the street. I thought they were canceling. But anyway, I mean, I don't know. That's just, it's a bit much to, you know, to read. And then, like I said, once I finally actually read the article and I was like, oh, damn, it was a black man saying it to a young black, you know, black child. But anyway, so to get off that story that's going to drive me insane. So we know it was just St. Patrick's Day or St. Mm-hmm. Patty's Day. Mm-hmm. Murphy got on, you know, my friend Murphy, right? Mm-hmm. On Facebook, she kind of spelled it out like, look, it's not Patty's because Patty means Patricia. You know, P-A-T-T-Y. Mm-hmm. Patty's is short for Patrick. So pretty much she was like, stop saying St. Patty's Day, like T-T. Mm-hmm. Use the D-D. And I was like, oh, shit, I just did a post. Let me go back and edit myself. But anyway, so, you know, everybody was hanging out, getting their drink on, drinking Guinness or green beer or whatever. But you have one chick that was partying a little bit too hard because she was having fun, and I guess the cops were trying to stop the fun that was happening. So, you know what she did? She took it upon herself to punch the officer in the face. Mm. Bam. Because he was trying to stop everybody from partying.
Stop right there. Is she still alive?
What do you think?
If she's still alive, she's white.
Bing, 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 bing.
Okay.
Bitch is still alive. That's another thing. That's one of the reasons why I saw this story. I was like, oh, really? Oh, okay. And as I kept reading, I was like, oh, okay. I see her face. I see her name. Mm-hmm. She must still, before I even got to to the end of the article. I was like, clearly she's still alive. And then they said, oh, yeah. Oh, this happened out in VA. So in Fairfax. Mm. They said she was taken into custody and charged with assault and battery of a law enforcement officer. So I'm wondering if, like, really, is she going to get any jail time? Probably not. But I'm like, how are you going to punch a cop in the face? Like, what kind of what kind of shit is that? And you're going to live to tell the tale. And this was a cop that was trying to stop everybody, you know, calm down a whole crowd of people. You know what I'm saying? How are you going to do that and get and walk away? Oh, that's right. You're white, so you, it's easy for you. No shade, but shade. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. What we do on this show, for real. Welcome back. Now we are at the part of the show where that's the whole purpose of the show, to recap podcast, you know, to maybe bring you something new or revisit a podcast that you used to listen to. And you're like, hey, that's right. I forgot about that podcast. Let me go back to it and see what's popping. And speaking of what's popping, real quick before I get into this podcast, we need to do a podcast, an RTR, of some of the podcasts that we recapped to see what they're up to. Absolutely. I mean, maybe not all of them, because we actually recapped a lot of podcasts, like a lot. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just to kind of say, hey, you know, maybe if we gave them a low rating before, maybe because of sound issues or et cetera, you know, to see, have they improved? To see, are they even still around? Because mm-hmm. I know I, off the top of my head, know some of the podcasts that we've recapped and they're no longer around, mm-hmm. you know, so I think it'd be pretty cool.
Definitely want to do a where are they now?
Yeah.
Sort of segment.
RTR edition. Boop, boop, boop. Right. Dun-dun. Right. Okay. All right. So let's get into this podcast that we're doing today. So,
I'm sorry. I was going to save this for after, but I think it'd probably be better now.
Sure.
So first and foremost, thank you. Like everyone that kind of reached out and was like, hey, where's our RTR to bring it back? Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that, but towards the end.
But the other than, you know, some things that Queen and I have had to take care of over time and whatever, there's also been another revelation that sort of has come about in the world of podcasting since we originally started this show. And, It's a phenomenon that seems to be sweeping the nation right now, and it's clearly leaked into podcasting, which is called bitchism. Mm. And, you know, people don't have tough skin anymore. People can't take criticism anymore. And so, not that we shy away from it, but, you know, sometimes it gives you pause, like, is it worth the headache? Mm. Is it worth having to clear out your inbox of all trolling activities?
You know, speaking of that, I found an email in my RTR direct message. It was from, I don't know, like a year or more ago. And I was like, oh, look, hey, a troll. Delete.
Right.
Sit on it and spend.
So I'm like, you know, hey guys,
stop with the bitchery.
You know, we're not here to butcher anybody. We're not here to tear nobody down. You know, we just give them some light to your project. And as always, Queen, what do we always do with every show?
Which one? What? Listen.
After we recap.
Oh, we always invite you on to tell us what we got right, tell us what we got wrong, you know, and, you know, and if we reach out to you and you're like, wah, 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 then, hey, what can we say? But anyway, let me get into this. Okay. So the description of the show, I'm going to make it really short because they actually do a really long description at the beginning of their show. So I'll just start and say that this podcast is geared towards the DJs. And the host is Big Tex and DJ Unknown. They are only 13 episodes in on Stitcher and iTunes. It looks like they are taping a few times a month and then they slow down to once a month. But, you know, hey, I know how that goes. But it's 2016, so who knows? Maybe they'll get into, you know, they'll get back on track, you know, since the new year has begun. So the podcast we are recapping today is called the Spin Cycle DJ Podcast. Mm-hmm. All right. Big B.
So when I happened upon this podcast, I was actually kind of excited because although I don't call or consider myself a DJ anymore because I don't do gigs anymore, I just primarily do it for my own enjoyment. At the club sometimes I'll jump on and throw a couple records on and let a DJ go to the bathroom, take a smoke break, what have you. That's about the extent of what I care to do right now. Mm-hmm. But I still love the art immensely. So to hear a show that was going to be geared towards the DJ, I was like, all right, I definitely got to check this out. So, again, with this show and with them really gearing themselves towards the DJ, you automatically kind of feel like, okay, they're going to have sort of a niche audience, DJs or aspiring DJs for the most part. But if you can listen with an open ear, as someone who might one day be in the market for getting a DJ for a function or something like this, it's a lot of useful information about, I guess, sort of do's and don'ts and things to expect and what not to expect. And, you know, because when you're planning a party or something like that, you're in full-on go mode. You don't got time to, you assume that the DJ is in your head and knows everything that you want, and they're just another person, and they're going to try to do their best to meet your needs. So these guys here, they do a good job on touching on a lot of those areas and touching on different trials and tribulations of DJing, and, you know, from preparation to execution. So, on this episode that we are going to be dropping some lines from, they are talking about themed, DJing a themed party. And so, yeah, let's get into that.
Topic of discussion today is as a DJ, you know, sometimes you get a gig where the client has a specific theme to the party. So whether it be like a 70s theme, 80s theme, 90s theme, you know, they want you to play music, you know, that coincides with that theme of the party, disco, whatnot. My question that I'm going to answer, and Big Tex is going to answer, and Risk is going to answer later on, is as a DJ, when you're programming your playlist before the party starts, you kind of have a decision to make. And The decision that you have to make is how much of the theme are you going to program for the party, whether it be 100% of the party you plan on. And of course, you talk this over with your clients, but I find that sometimes clients don't 100% know how the structure of a party go, where sometimes you can play a theme party and you can play nothing but that theme, and then people can kind of get burnt out after a while, so you kind of have to judge it. So as a DJ, you kind of have to feel the crowd or whatnot. But, you know, my question is, as a DJ, do you spend 100% of your programming dedicated to the theme? Do you dedicate half? Do you dedicate a quarter? Or do you dedicate just you know, spot here and there, you know, throughout the night?
Okay, so, you know, again, it's, you know, he touched on, you know, something that I just said about how where you as the customer, you know, you have an idea in your mind of what you want or what you want the finished product to be. But, you know, a lot of it is really up to you on how you convey your message to that DJ. And then, you know, you also have to keep in mind, in a lot of instances, you kind of get what you paid for. Mm. You know what I'm saying? If you want a professional to come in there and handle your party, you know, your outcome's probably going to be a lot better than little nook up the street. You know what I'm saying? And that's probably not halfway in tuned into your needs, but just more of what they listen to and like, you know, so.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that deep, but what he said made sense. You know, how do you want your flow? How do you want the flow of the party to go? I mean, I guess, you know, I've personally never had a party with a DJ, but, you know, of course I've gone to many parties and clubs and so it's like, you know, you just get there and you show up and you're just like, yeah, music. Yeah, dancing, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much the gist, you know, when you go to a party, that's what you think, unless you hire the DJ and you have those conversations and you go through those steps. Like, I just went to a wedding and they were playing some song and it's kind of like, it was one of those you should know your audience kind of thing. It's like, if the grandmother is a pastor, the father of the bride is a deacon, and everybody pretty much there is really heavily influenced and grounded in the church, you probably should play the radio version of a song and not the unedited version, because everybody was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And this was, you know, just the rehearsal, but it was just kind of like, whoa. So he was like, oopsie. And he had to take time and stop and download, like, you know, the radio version of the song, because first of all, I can't even remember the song, but it was a weird song to be playing at a wedding anyway. But, you know, but just to not have the, you know, radio version already queued up clearly said he didn't know his audience.
Exactly.
You know, and neither, I guess, did the groom, because the groom, it was his friend that was a DJ. So it's like, come on, man, you know, your grandmother is a preacher, pastor, and you know who your bride's, you know, father is. Mm-hmm. So come on.
All right. No doubt. So let's go into that was DJ Unknown, by the way, that was speaking in the last clip. Let's go to Big Tex. Big Tex on how he prepares for a themed party thing.
Well, basically, Reg just kind of covered the whole kind of gamut. The customer's always right. So initially, when I'm booking the event or party, I always want to talk to them about, you know, what type of music you want it to be played. So let's say if it's a 70s party or Halloween themed type party, you want to gather, in my opinion, in most parties run between 4 and 5 hours. You want to have at least 3 hours, in my opinion, of themed music. So you're talking about roughly 65% of music for that particular theme.
Yeah. Again, I ain't know went that deep.
Yeah. It's
they're like, damn, a DJ on Halloween too, huh? Okay, yeah, that's a thing.
Right. I mean, because it's like if you're doing a Halloween party, I mean, you should be tar and feather if you don't have Thriller.
That was the first song that popped in my head.
You know, and that's the showstopper. And it's like both of them kind of gave their ways of how they attack, you know, certain themes. In the situations that I've been in, I kind of cater to what I consider two sets of the crowd that's going to be there. You're going to have your early birds that may not even make it to the end of the party. Mm. And then you're going to have, you know, your latecomers that's going to miss everything you played. So you're going to, most DJs kind of backload some of the best stuff for the end. But, you know, you can't, you know, you might have people walk out if you don't play some stuff for them for the early birds. So a lot of times I'll play certain songs super early and then I'll play it again at that, you know, that peak part of the night or whatever. And then you got to keep in mind some of those early birds are going to be drunk as hell. Mm. And they're going to react different to that, a certain song than they did initially when they're like, oh, that was my jam. But then, you know what I'm saying, five Ciroc's in, ah, shit, girl, let's put, you know, so now it's turn up time or whatever. So, yeah. So that was that. All right. So let's get back to DJ Unknown here.
There, you know, after speaking to the customer, I kind of try to take the lead of the ship, so to speak, and kind of lead them in the direction I want them to go in because I've been there before. Sometimes these folks, this is their first time. But what I like to do is, as far as the theme, I like to kind of like alternate almost. I would do, you know, and this is all dependent on the crowd and dependent on the dance floor. This can be, you know, two or three songs and then switch, or it can be a whole set of songs and switch. It all depends on the energy of the crowd. But one thing I also like to do is, especially with theme parties like 90s and 80s parties, what kind of movies or kind of the monotony of different like movies and soundtracks are out, I kind of try to every now and then string together some songs of a certain soundtrack and kind of, you know, have a back and forth with the crowd, you know, and have them, you know, guess what the particular soundtrack is. So it kind of, you know, it kind of puts a little bit extra into it. And, you know, I think the crowd kind of appreciates it when you think a little bit. And
all right. So, you know, there again, you know, he kind of goes over, you know, his technique on how to sort of tackle the situation. I think one thing that both of them made very clear in how they go about it is, you know, you can't lose sight of the fact that it is a party, themed or not, it's still a party. And if you think you're going to, again, go to a Halloween party and you're going to play Thriller and Monster Mash and shit like that all night, yeah, you're going to get booed the fuck up out of there because, you know, you want to hear some of that shit splashed in, but right. You still want to hear.
You want to get your party on.
Exactly. Them. So, you know, these guys definitely sound like, you know, they have this shit together and they know how to tackle it. All right. So the next two clips that I'm playing for a reason. And it's not necessarily about what they're saying, but Queen, what is my number one pet peeve?
Mm. Yeah, it must have something to do with the sound.
You know me. I don't want a nigga popping his gum. I don't want a nigga blinking his eye too loud on my microphone while we recording.
Ugly.
So you know.
I know where you're going.
When that sound shit hits me, I'm like, God damn it. You know what I'm saying? And it's so important in the podcast world when you have so many shows to choose from. Mm-hmm. If you're dealing with a show where their sound quality is bad, it's a turnoff.
Right.
So I'm going to play this first clip and kind of give you an example of what I'm talking about. I did not alter this sound one bit. All I did was record it to play back for you.
When I said, excuse me, once they saw the contract, I used to have some type of ready-made document stating what type of music they want to hear. So, for the hip-hop crowd, you know, it could be a young hip-hop crowd. They may want to hear.
Okay. So
wait, was that the guest or was that Big Tex?
That was Big Tex. That was taken from a clip from their second show.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And this is the reason why I'm playing this is to show my appreciation to them for their growth.
Right.
In recognizing, I mean, you know, one thing that me and another fellow podcaster we talk about all the time is we love hearing shows from different regions to hear different accents and hear different slangs and stuff like that. And, you know, to hear Big Tex talk to me is like awesome. I love to hear that down, that country slang. You know what I'm saying? Tex, look, he's sounding to me like a nigga that I would love to grab a beer and a big ass plate of ribs with and get, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I'm listening to him and I'm like, shit. But with his heavy accent, and it's an accent to us, of course, not to them, it's not, but to us or to the rest of the people, it's a heavy accent. And when you had that sound quality, it was like, what did he just say?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to play this next clip to see from show 2 to show 13 where they've come.
May 2015 ended well. You know, the holiday season had a 2 or 3 nice little gigs, you know, was able to rock those parties and, you know, hopefully get more referrals. That's basically what the DJ game is about. You want to entertain the party that's paying you, and hopefully that you did well enough to.
So, there, you can hear
right.
The clarity from one to the other.
From going sounding like you were in a bathroom with the door closed or in a closet talking. Right. To, you know, sound better sound quality. And I don't know if maybe he got a better connection or if he got a better mic.
Right.
Or maybe he was somewhere where it was he could tape, you know, better. Maybe internet access or whatever.
Absolutely.
Know, it makes a difference.
And I'm so sort of glad that, you know, that there was the time gap that we had. From the time where I initially brought this show to you as a show that I wanted to do to now, because that was going to be the one thing that I was going to, like, damn it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I like what you're talking about for the percentage that I can hear.
Right. I will definitely say, because I did listen back then, the sound quality has improved. But, I mean, we'll get into that when we do the headphone ratings. But,
absolutely.
But yeah.
So there it is. The Spin Cycle. Big Tex, DJ Unknown. This is a DJ's DJ show. You know what I'm saying? They are a wealth of information. And even as someone, like I said, I don't call myself a DJ, even though, you know, but I still do it, you know, for fun. I've picked up a lot from them and even things that I may not even use just to kind of reflect on and be like, wow, okay. You know, I see what you got to go through. You know, as someone that still works in the club, you know, I know sometimes I can be a little bit hard on our guys. And because we got some DJs that I'm like, are you playing for yourself or are you playing? Do you realize there's no one on your dance floor at all? You know, and they the only one bobbing their heads. And I'm, you know, so listening to this, it kind of maybe soften some of my edges for some of the stuff you got to go through. But yeah, that's what's up. So we'll take a little break. We're going to huddle up, compare our notes, and we're going to come back with a little rating. We're gonna issue out some headphones. We'll be right back, y'all. Thank you. All right, welcome back to Recap Recap. It's your man, Big D. Queenie. It's time for us to break down our breakdown of the breakdown of our recap.
Yes. It's, you know, for, I'm going to do this for our new listeners and for folks who are like, wait, how's this work out again? So we came up with the headphone criteria, and I'm just going to quickly run through the different categories that we came up with. So one was description of your show. Does your show description match the content? Consistency. How often does your show come out? Production / sound quality. Can we hear you? Are there background noises? Is the show engaging? Do you want to listen to past or more episodes? Entertainment, educational value. Was there laughter? Was something learned? And the headphone ratings is, you know, between a 1 and a 5. So I'm going to start real quick and just, you know, give some great pointers that I wanted to say. So I think this show is great for someone that is starting out DJing, or if maybe you are a DJ and just want to look to freshen up your DJ techniques or DJ skills or whatever they call it. And I think it's great that they have on other guest DJs. Just wanted to give a quick shout out, and hopefully maybe you guys will connect with Fusebox Broadcast with DJ Fusion and Ushar Rob Blackhawk. So maybe you guys can connect, because DJ Fusion is from the DMV, and you know she's all over the place DJing, and they're like 460 something episodes in, and they used to do it somewhere else. So maybe you guys can hook up, and they're at Fusebox Radio. So, you know, especially since your show is, you have on guest DJs, which I think is actually a really great component. So for me, I think I'm going to give the show 3 headphones. I will say I don't see me adding it to my rotation, but that's only because I don't, I'm not really into DJing, and I do listen to music, but not as often as I used to. So, but I will, and the 3 headphones also is 2 for the sound quality that is, you know, as B showed you in the beginning, it has drastically changed from, you know, the first 2 episodes to now. So that, you know, so for that, I definitely think, you know, the show deserves 3 headphones.
Absolutely. for me, I have them at 3.75. I think I initially was around a 3, 3.25, but again with the improvements, not only in their sound quality, they've also improved in slightly in their deliverance of what it is they're talking about, especially Big Tex. You know, he really does a great job of not only talking directly about the topic, but bringing in examples of situations that he's experienced, you know, throughout, you know, his you know, gigs or what have you. And so that, you know, that kind of helps sort of shed light on the different things that you can run into. I think it's a good show, especially, you know, for people that are in the know and of the know, and especially for people that are thinking about wanting to do DJing. I think it's an important show to listen to, because with technology making it so easy for anyone to download some MP3s and plug up to your laptop or your freaking iPhone and start, you know, thinking that you care Capri all of a sudden, mm-hmm. you know, there's so much more to it.
Right.
It's not about the fact that you know or like a song. It's knowing what do people know and like. And even further, you know, how to, when you really get skilled into it, how to introduce a song that a group of people particularly may not know. But by the time you throw it in that mix, you got three or four people talking, hey, yo, what song was that you just played? For instance, I was at a party, and it was, excuse me, it was a predominantly black party. So you were getting your your rap and your go-go and everything that you would get. But the DJ, in a transition, threw on some Stevie Nicks. And the looks on people, you know, I was like, woo. You know, I'm singing the lyrics, and people are looking at me like, what the fuck is this nigga?
How do they not know Stevie Nicks?
Look, some people are closed-minded, but I'm just saying, the looks on their faces was like, I don't know what the fuck this is, but I like it.
That's good.
You know what I mean? And so I think that's very important. And these guys will teach you stuff like that and get you hip to the culture. So, yeah, 3.75. I want to hear more, guys. You know what I'm saying? I know you have a lot on your plate. I know you're doing some other things. And maybe down the line we'll talk about some of the other projects that you're working on. But don't let this fall by the wayside. Don't, even if you have to cut it back to a once a month thing or whatever, just don't let it fall by the wayside. And, try to, like Queen said, reach out to some more DJs from different regions, so we can get, you know, more of what, again, what the struggle is from region to region, you know, just not Midwest, not down South, just, you know what I'm saying? Just, I want to hear some Cali DJs. I want to hear some East Coast DJs. I want to hear some London DJs, you know what I'm saying? So let's, not to say that they're not working on those, but. You know, this is stuff that, as me as a listener, would definitely look forward to.
Okay.
All right.
Again, it's the Spin Cycle DJ Podcast. You can reach them at thespincyclepodcast@gmail.com, or you can find them on Twitter at @thespincyclepod. And they are on Stitcher and iTunes.
All right. We got to take another quick break because... For you new listeners, this next part of the show sometimes can get electrifying, but it's all fun. So we'll be right back.
Welcome back once again. So this segment right here, it is called Can I Talk My Shit? Or Can I Talk My Ish? Depending on who you are. Some people don't like to curse, and that's quite all right with us. So we like to say this segment is for you, you know, because we want the listeners to send us a 2 to 3 minute rant about anything you want to talk about. We've had, you know, stuff from swords to sundresses to pedicures in the summertime to what, weaves to, I mean, it's pretty much, you know,
no doubt.
It has run the gamut on the different rants that we've gotten. You know, there's only 2-3 rules. 1, you say who you are. 2, you say, can I talk my shit or can I talk my ish? 3, you start talking it. Should we do it?
I don't know.
Let's do it.
Can I talk my shit again?
brethren over at Recap the Recap and In Deep Show. This is your boy KD, aka Mr. Randy Watson from the Forget That Yo podcast. And I just want to know, can I talk my shit? What I want to talk my shit about today is nosy ass people who work at the cash registers. Listen, you motherfuckers got one job. That's it. Scan my shit, take my money so I can go home. Don't be nosy and be all up in my shit about what I'm buying. That's not your purpose. That is not what Target or the liquor store or anybody else paid you to be doing. Case in point, when you was a kid, you know, buying condoms used to be, you know, one of those things that was taboo to do. But I'm a grown-ass man. I was at the store one day and was bought two boxes of condoms because I was planning on doing some intensive vaginal excavations. And the lady gonna look at the two boxes of condoms and then look at me and go, how long that's supposed to last? Bitch, that is none of your business. Well, I looked at her and told her, hopefully not long. But the main reason I'm bringing up nosy ass cash attendants, or whatever you want to call them people, is the other day I went to the liquor store and I was buying my liquor. I worked hard. 9 to 5, I was tired, boss. And I had picked me up, you know, a couple bottles of Ciroc, had me some Hen, had me some Jack and whatnot. And the dude gonna look at the bottle of Ciroc and say, "You making Puffy richer." Nigga, what? I don't give a fuck what I'm doing. I'm trying to get drunk at the end of the day. That's it. And Ciroc, to me, is delicious. I drink that shit anytime I can. But again, it is not your job. So to all the cash, all the people who work at cash registers out there, let me tell you something. Mind your damn motherfucking business, bitch. Long titty, no nipple having ass, bitch. Yo, it's been KD, and I enjoyed talking my shit. I'm out this mug. Peace.
Right.
Oh my God.
He's a fool.
Oh my goodness. An entertaining one.
Yeah. It made me think of, I went to a CVS one time and I was buying some condoms and it was just like a regular, you know, it wasn't like it was like a 48 pack or two boxes like he was saying, like a regular ass pack of condoms. And the guy, when he gave them back to me, he was like, "Okay, have fun." I was like, "Thanks." I'm like, what do you say to that?
Right.
I plan to. It's going to be an epic weekend or an epic day. I mean, what, like, I don't even know. He seemed like, when I said, "Okay, thanks," he seemed like, "Oh, damn." Didn't mean to really say that, but.
If I was in Katie's position and the cashier asked me how long is that going to last, I'd have been like, "What time is it?"
What time you getting off? Oops.
I'm going to bust all these out real quick.
Right. Oh, well. Anyway, thank you, Katie.
What time you come to work tomorrow?
Ooh. Just tell your boss you're going to be late. Oh, KD forgot to mention he's from Forget That Yo and from Off That Drank. So
yes.
Putting that out there for him.
Absolutely.
So thank you for sending in your Can I Talk My Shit?
Yes.
Or Can I Talk My Ish? And then again, if you want to do so, just hit us up at recaptherecap@gmail.com. And, you know, we'll get your joint on the air too.
No doubt. And again, people, this is for you. This is for you. All you people that thought about one day I might want to do a podcast, but I don't know how to do it. I don't know if I sound good. This is your opportunity.
There you go. I didn't think about it from that perspective.
Use us. See how you sound. See if you can. Whatever. Have some fun with it.
Yeah.
Hey, somebody talk some shit about somebody else's shit talking.
How about that?
Let's get some Can I Talk My Shit battles going on. Some epic battles, like shit talking back and forth.
Oh, don't start it.
Nick, I started it.
I'm like, I already see two people
getting
ready.
Come on now.
They're like, oh, okay, I guess I'll listen to the rest of the show. But as soon as this is over,
right,
I'm pushing record.
See, this right. And technically, this is not keyboard courage. It's
yeah, this is
voicemail
real.
Courage.
Right, this is real.
You don't need any equipment, people. You all have smartphones that have voice recording features. Whip out your, smartphone. Push record. Say what you got to say.
The Android.
Send it to
recaptherecap@gmail.com.
There you go. It's just that simple, people.
It
we
is.
Fuck around and make you a star. For only 25% of your earnings.
Okay, great. Lucky you. Wow. Okay. So, you know what? I felt like first part of the show went past like a blur. It could be my sinus medicine. I don't know. But did I say that we were going to start taping Recap once a month? Did I say that yet?
No, you didn't.
Okay. Hey, look here. Hey, guys. We're going to start taping Recap once a month.
We're going to try.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We're going to try to be held by the standards that we judge people by. We're going to try to have better voices next week.
Oopsie. Yeah. So anyway, so you know, like, as usual, when we post a show, pretty much we put it up on Twitter, we put it up on Facebook, and we'll let you guys know through those means and methods. In Deep Show is our Facebook page, so just, you know, like us there, and you'll see when we post a new show. Okay? Big B!
Queen of Queen.
Hey, we did it. We did it. We really, really did it.
Dragging ourselves across the finish line.
Not bad, kid. Not bad.
We do apologize, seriously, about
Ooh.
The voices.
Sorry.
Awkwardness.
Right, the coughing, But we wanted to come back today and do this, make it happen.
You know, I love it when we share our germs with you.
Cooties.
No doubt. I'd like to thank and shout out our fellas over there at the Spin Cycle, DJ Unknown, Big Tex. Shout out, hook them ribs up on that.
I'm just assuming he eats ribs.
He might be a vegan.
I'm just saying.
I'm just putting ribs on him.
Okay.
Fuck around, fuck his pressure all up.
Pretty much.
Swell his feet up.
Pretty much.
He can't touch them records because he can't feel them no more because he lost nerve feeling.
In his fingertips. Pretty much. All right. Thanks for pushing play. Share the show, people, like you always do. We greatly appreciate you. Till next time. Bye.